Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and Moneyweb.
South Africa is home to approximately 2.5 million foreign nationals, many of whom contribute significantly to the economy as either workers, business owners, or even investors. Yet when it comes to getting loans for homes, cars, businesses, and I guess even credit cards, many face daunting financial barriers. Despite legal protections and regulatory frameworks, many foreign nationals struggle to access funding due to strict lending criteria or residency requirements and, I guess, a lack of local credit history. So is the financial system fairly assessing risk, or is it putting up unnecessary obstacles that limit economic participation? It's an interesting topic, and we're going to discuss this in some detail with Sarah Nicholson, Operations Manager at Just Money. Sarah, a very warm welcome to you. Let's start with the big picture, if we can. Why do you think foreign nationals face so many difficulties?
Such a good topic. And, you know, we have many, many foreign nationals in the country. And as you said, they really do have an important impact on our economy. I would say the biggest risk factor for the creditors in this case is, of course, you know, repayment amount. Should the foreign national not stay in the country for long enough, the risk that the creditors are taking on is, are they actually going to get their money back if they are offering a loan of any kind? So that would be one of the big impacts or reasons behind some of the criteria.
And that's not unreasonable. So while foreign nationals may contribute to the economy like South Africans, banks and lenders have every right to impose strict restrictions, particularly when it comes to access for credit, because perhaps there is a higher risk quotient there.
Exactly. One does need to just consider this. And of course, if you are a foreign national that is looking to potentially apply for a loan, there's a number of factors that you need to take into consideration in order to qualify.
But the system unfairly punishes foreign nationals who might legitimately have long-term plans in the country and can prove it.
Definitely. And you're going to need to, unfortunately, jump through some hoops in order to qualify. However, banks are actually required to treat you like any other customer, and they do follow a set of regulatory processes, which should be in your favor if you do meet the necessary criteria.
So what's your best advice then to someone who finds themselves in this position? So they might be contributing legitimately to the economy. They might have some good ideas. They can prove a permanent residence or at least a valid residency visa. How should they go about smoothing their own passage, if at all that's possible?
Definitely. There are some tips around this. So first, it would be really important to make sure that you've got a local credit history. So where possible, look at opening or consider opening a current account or perhaps even a retail store account. This, have it open for at least 6 months, if not longer. This then just shows to the creditors that you do have a local credit history. This definitely counts in your favor. And then, of course, it does help to improve credibility by ensuring that you've got a reference letter from your employer, hopefully a South African employer. And then, of course, your bank in your own home country could also provide you with a reference letter, which does definitely assist. And then make sure you've just understood the different requirements of the banks. You know, try and find one that is open to this. Make sure you've got consistent information. And if you do have, or if you have managed to open an account with any bank, just make sure your contact details are up to date as well.
What I'm also hearing you say is that often there can be many hoops to jump through. And in many ways, there's almost a disconnect between South Africa's stated commitment to attracting foreign talent on the one hand and the financial barriers that we've just spoken about that makes it harder for non-citizens to grow wealth.
Absolutely. I mean, just having a look at what you do need to do if you want to apply for a home loan or a loan, you need to make sure that you, like most South Africans, actually anyone, you must make sure that you have proof of income. But in addition, they're going to check your residency status. What will also happen is if you've got a residency permit, your ability to repay your loan, as we said, might be come into question. So you need to make sure that is up to date. And of course, the lenders are actually going to assess your residency status, which might mean that you actually get a shorter loan term and a higher repayment as well, or even a larger initial deposit. So yes, one does need to question, you know, whether these are fair. Of course, the banks are following various frameworks, and it goes back to asking is this the right system?
I'm not sure whether you'd have a view on this, but I wonder to myself if banks are doing enough to explain, to educate foreign applicants about their options and obligations.
I don't personally have a view on this, but I did note, you know, just trying to get a credit report as a foreign national actually proved to be quite challenging. There are some banks that offer it, but I wouldn't, just from a general review, I haven't seen a tremendous amount of information actually supporting foreign nationals in terms of how to go about applying for credit within South Africa.
And Sarah, at some point there will be a level of desperation that comes to bear. So if a foreign national is struggling to get a loan from the traditional sources, are there alternative funding options that they can consider? In other words, other lenders, financial products, or even workarounds?
There are always other alternatives. One does just need to be careful. If you are looking for something like this, you need to make sure that you found a reputable source. Obviously, if one is desperate, you tend to take any route that is available to you, and it can lead down the road of spam or scams. So I think, you know, do your research, find what you can, but just make sure that it is legit.
And no doubt, in a final thought from you, South Africa's economy would obviously benefit if it made it easier for foreign nationals to access credit. Do you think this is also a policy debate?
Oh, I think there are many opportunities for us to debate many policies within South Africa. But as you said, I mean, with so many foreign nationals within the country, it would definitely be something that's worthwhile relooking.
Some real food for thought there. Sarah Nicholson, thank you very much indeed. Operations Manager at Just Money. Appreciate your time tonight.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.